Hi, and thanks for listening to this webinar. Guys, I've got a special treat for you today. A man who's had a profound impact on my life, and particularly the website that you all belong to, propertyinvesting.com. It's my pleasure to introduce you to a Canadian internet guru, Derek Gill. G'day, Derek.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being online right now. Now, Derek, most people, in fact, nearly everyone alive today, will have used the internet, but what exactly is it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think anybody's ever asked me what the internet is, but I guess if I had to define it, it's your connection to what is now 2.5 billion people from your computer at home, from your cell phone, from wherever you happen to be. So it is. It's literally a connection to 2.5 billion people that never existed. Well, let's go back before the internet, you know, even just a decade ago. So it's this huge network that connects you to more people than ever before possible.
It's evolved quickly and continues to evolve quickly. How has it changed the way that people live?
You know, I guess the question is, you know, let's ask ourselves, how has it not changed the way we live? You know, we're in a connected society, and I mean, you live in a very connected society in Australia, and same with Canada, and most first world countries now are so super connected. And so basically, every single day, we're touching the internet, whether we're, you know, looking for a restaurant, whether we're, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what pair of shoes to buy, you know, communicating with our friends, socializing. It is, you know, if I look around my house, you know, everything's starting to connect to the internet. And, you know, like I said, it's easier to ask how has it not changed what we do? I mean, it's touching almost every part of our life in one way or another.
Now, you've been, I guess, having your finger on the pulse, the internet pulse, as the internet evolved sort of for over a decade now. What opportunities has the internet provided, and how can people take advantage of it?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously the internet's provided tons of opportunities for big businesses, small business, work-at-home people. But I think one of the most unique opportunities that the internet has provided is our ability, first of all, from home to reach out to that, you know, 2.5 billion people, but to go after business models and niche markets and ideas that would have never been a viable business opportunity pre the internet, okay? And I'll give you an example of one just business of one of my students, okay? So I have, you know, a student and a friend of mine now who I've known for quite a few years, and he started a business that started out as a little ebook on, you know, how to train your pet parrot not to bite, okay? Now, if you had taken, you know, pre-internet and said, hey, I'm going to start a business selling a book on how to, you know, train your pet parrot not to bite, and I'm going to work from home and I'm going to sell this in my local community, you would have gone broke pretty fast. But now, from home, this guy can reach out to, you know, however many bird owners or parrot owners around the world. So now he has a business that's generating, you know, $1.5 million a year on this bird stuff. Okay, so what it's done is it's given us the ability to go after these little niche markets and turn them into massive opportunities and businesses, because even this most small, bizarre niche on a global scale can be huge income. So it's opened a door to all sorts of businesses that really never existed before the internet.
Hmm. Where do you see the internet going in the future from where it is now? I mean, we've seen the evolution of social media now. What's coming?
Well, you know, I mean, social, I think, is still in its infancy. You know, Facebook and all that good stuff. You know, I mean, Google still trying to figure out search. That's, you know, it's changing at a phenomenal rate. So, you know, I think over the next decade, the internet's going to continue to, first of all, the internet's going to continue to grow. You know, there's 7 billion people on this planet, and believe it or not, only 2.5 billion people are online right now. So there's still a huge growth. You know, you look at e-commerce, it's growing at a phenomenal rate where more and more people are buying online. But you know what I find the most interesting is with what I do, helping people build businesses online, is technology is evolving and making it way easier for anybody to start a business online. I mean, you know, how long have you been on the internet now, Steve?
I think 2001 is when propertyinvesting.com was registered. So what's that, 11 years now?
Okay, so if you think back to 2001, and, you know, you think of the headaches we had to go through to build websites, to set up, just even to take a credit card on the internet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like that.
Yep.
You know, it
there was no PayPal.
You know, you had to have programmers, stuff like that. That's not the case anymore. You know, I mean, I've got students that I work with that, you know, they came to me and, I mean, they can surf the internet. They have a Facebook account, right? But, you know, within a few weeks, they have their website up. They're taking payment online. So what I find fascinating is technology is making technology easier. You know, I look at it, there's programs now to write programs, right? So you don't have to be a programmer to program. So, you know, technology is going to continue to get easier, and that barrier to entry, which was sort of the technical side of it, isn't there anymore. And, you know, more and more people are starting businesses because of this.
Derek, one of the secrets to my investing success is what I call having an investing engine. And your investing engine is really the strategy that you apply to your investing. And a lot of people don't realize that the website propertyinvesting.com is a massive cash generator for me, and it provides a lot of money, which I used and continue to use to go and pay for deposits and rehabs and renovations and that kind of thing. And I firmly believe that with the way the internet is at the moment, anyone who has some kind of unique knowledge can potentially turn that knowledge into cash, which they can use to seed their property portfolio. So with that in mind, what's the easiest, fastest, and simplest way of making money online?
Well, you know, I think you really kind of hit the nail on the head is information. Information's an easy product to sell. And, you know, information is, there's so many people that come to me and they say, well, what's one of the hardest things to sell online? And I tell them, well, information, knowledge, sharing knowledge. And they say to me, well, you know, there's so much of it that's being given away for free. Can you really sell it? And the short answer is absolutely. You know, I have so many students that started off with a simple ebook on a very simple topic, delivering some very specific information to solve a specific problem. And the reason it's such an easy thing to get started with is because it's electronic. You don't have to, you know, manufacture products, you know, have inventory, have fulfillment, stuff like that. It's a business that you can, you know, once you have your information product, you can have it up and running in no time flat, and you can automate the entire thing using technology. Now, the other side of it, if you said, what's the dead fastest way to make money? You know, I would talk about affiliate marketing, which is actually just jumping online and selling other people's products for a commission. Okay, so that's really quick. But then from there, the second fastest is definitely creating information products, selling information that people are already out there looking for. And, you know, that's something you've done well. That's something that, you know, I could go through examples, you know, spend half the day going through examples of people who've started off that way. And like you said, I think more people are sitting on information and knowledge than they realize, and it is there. So there's lots of fast ways to make money online, but going after those electronic products, more specifically information, is very, very quick.
People listening to this, Derek, might be thinking, yeah, but what I know doesn't really matter. So I don't know if this is going to put you on the spot a bit, but we've talked about the guy with the with stopping parrots from biting. What other sort of obscure businesses do you know out there that have made quite a lot of money online?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I could go on and on. You know, guys writing, you know, how to play a video game. You know, one example, you know, an Australian student of mine, she started off on with an ebook on how to do airbrush tattoos. okay? and she lives on the Gold Coast there. I look at, good Lord, some of the businesses I've been involved in, things like crafts, soap making, stuff like that, stuff that honestly I knew nothing about. I just found a niche market where there's people looking for information. We develop out there. The list could go on, from the more mainstream investing and property stuff to the obscure, from health stuff to hobbies to, like I said, the list could go on.
I think the surprising thing, Derek, is that people, when they really consider how much they know about various topics, there's got to be something there that they could monetize.
Well, absolutely. And, the other thing I tell people is even if there isn't something that you know about today, there are tons of niche markets where you don't need to be the expert today to start making money there 30 days from now.
Hmm.
And, the system I teach people is how to go out and identify demand, niche markets, find things people are looking for, and then, give it to them, right? And, the one thing I've personally learned is you don't have to be the expert. I mean, I look at some of the niche markets I've been involved from health to hobbies, stuff like that. I just saw a demand. I took the system that I teach people, I applied that, developed the products, developed the systems, whether it was through, licensing, whether it was through partnering, whether it was through just, hiring somebody dirt cheap to create it for me, and away I went. So even if you don't have the knowledge yourself, there's a ton of ways to get that knowledge to create the products.
Guys, I'm talking to Derek Gill, a Canadian who has made a literal fortune on the internet and now teaches other people how to do it as well. In case you've missed the application here, one of the questions that people ask me all the time is, Steve, where do I get the money? How do I get it together, the capital to go and invest in real estate? And what I advocate is that people try and build business as cost-effectively as possible to bring in extra money. And one of the best ways to do that, certainly 10 years ago, was the internet, and it's only got better since then. Derek, you've given us some ideas around sorts of internet businesses that may be working for others. The big question I guess people are wondering is, how do I do this? So what sort of skills are needed to make serious amounts of money online?
Wow. It's a funny question because, honestly, the answer is two parts, common sense and the ability to follow instructions, okay? The reality is there's a formula to making money online. And, business is kind of a, if you can apply common sense to that and you can follow the instructions from somebody that's already done it, you're going to be successful. Obviously, from a skill standpoint, sure, you need to be comfortable on the internet. If somebody said to me, hey, I've never used a computer, you got a few steps to take first. But, if you're comfortable on the internet, you use Facebook, and you're a typical average internet user, you can do this. But from a skill standpoint, really, you just need to have the desire to really want to do this, and then the ability to take a system that someone's created to, build a business online from A to Z and follow those instructions. And if you can do that, you can create a business online.
Hmm. All right. Well, thinking about the most successful people you've taught over the last decade or so, what is it that those successful people did that others didn't do?
Well, okay, so there's people that have made money, and then there's people that are just massively successful. So let's talk about the people that are massively successful. What they do is, first of all, they're always testing, okay? They test small. They come up with an idea. They test it quickly. They see if it's going to work. They test small. And if it's going to be a winner, they roll it out big. If it's a loser, they move, they abandon it. They move on to the next thing. Now, once they have a winner, though, they don't just stop there, okay? They're always looking for the next opportunity. And once they have one that's a winner, this is the beauty of the internet. You build it, you automate it, and then you move on to the next one. And you create basically multiple streams of income on the internet. And if I look at all of my most successful students, they didn't just stop with one thing. they take the skills they learned from creating their first success, and then they create their second success and their third success, and they continue to repeat the process. And it is just a process. I mean, if I said to you, Steve, okay, so let's take away everything you've built, start from scratch, you could do it again, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a system, right? And that's what this really successful people do. They take that system and they repeat it and create, you know, multiple streams of income.
What's the biggest mistake someone can make with an online business?
You know, the biggest mistake I see people, and I'll talk about, you know, people just getting started. The biggest mistake people make is twofold. They fall in love with an idea, okay, and they chase that idea, even though, you know, very quickly they figure out that it's not going to be a success, okay? So, you know, my message to entrepreneurs is never fall in love with an idea until that idea is making you a lot of money. Then fall in love with it. So that's a big mistake people make. And the other big mistake people make is not validating their market before they start developing a product. I mean, when my students work with me, when beginners come to me and they say, okay, I want to make money online, I have this idea, you know, all the data exists out there to tell us whether or not your idea is even going to work or not before you even start building your website. So the biggest mistake people I see make is they go forward with ideas that they haven't really researched. You know, are there people searching for it? What's the competition look like? And just, you know, literally through a few simple exercises, before you invest your time, before you invest your money, you can basically determine if you're going to be successful.
Amazing, really, when you think about it, the amount of money that goes into business startups before they've even earned a dollar. I mean, why would you do that when you can do it online? I've never really fully understood why more people don't get involved in it.
Well, absolutely. And you know, while we're sort of on the sort of mistake train right now, you know, there's so many startups that I see and people that I talk to that say, I have this idea and, you know, I've been chasing it for a year now and I've got, you know, $25,000 into my website and I've hired this search marketing firm and I've done this and I've done that. And, you know, I my head's spinning when I'm listening to this because, I mean, nowadays websites, you can have we could have a website up, you know, in a couple hours from now, you know, and adding content and taking payment. Like, it's not, nothing should cost that much. Unfortunately, there's companies out there that'll try and tell you it does so they can sell you their services. But the reality is it shouldn't. You know, that it's not expensive to start a website, to start a business on the internet.
Now, Derek, something that people listening to this probably don't know is that a couple of years back there, I paid an extraordinary amount of money in airfares, let alone the tuition cost, to fly out to Vancouver and sit with you and some other students over a weekend at a mastermind. And so it's pretty exciting to think that I'm able to give all the people coming to conference this year an amazing experience to come and listen and learn from you about the internet and making money online and how people can have more money to invest with. So what sort of things are you going to be talking about at Mega Conference?
Well, you know, I'll be talking about a few different things. First of all, I want to give sort of people the big picture of where the internet's at today, where the opportunities are, why, honestly, I believe now is one of the best times in history to actually start a business on the internet. And so I'm going to be going through different trends, stuff that's happening that you can be taking advantage of to make money on the internet. And then the other thing that I really want to do is show people all the different opportunities that exist out there, the different kind of business models that are successfully working online and how they're working. So, you know, most people just log onto the internet and, you know, they see websites, but they have no idea the different opportunities that exist out there. So after they leave the Super Conference, you know, I want their head to be spinning with ideas of, you know, businesses that they never even conceived that they could actually do on the internet.
Question I'd like to ask people, Derek, and it's our last one today, is so you're on your deathbed, don't want to hasten this or be premature about anything here, but you're on your deathbed, you know, 40, 50 years from now, and you're able to gasp out one final piece of advice. What is it?
Well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the internet, but it has to do with being an entrepreneur. And that's, you know, just take action, grab an idea, test it, try it. If it doesn't work, don't give up, move on to the next idea. You know, as entrepreneurs, we all have successes, and those are the things we talk about, but we've all had some failures along the way. And too often, I see entrepreneurs that have huge potential, but one failure sets them back. So stick at it, you know, find somebody to learn from that has already been successful with what you want to do, learn everything you can from them, and take action. That simple.
Thanks for your time, Derek. Can't wait to see you at conference, only a few weeks away.
Thanks very much, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.